Welcome to the one-day business acceleration retreat. This experience is designed to help women founders just like you plan and execute the exponential growth of your business. Only 3% of all women-led businesses cross the chasm of generating $1 million or more in annual revenues, and only 2% are funded through venture capital. These statistics are shocking, given that women are also known for delivering a higher return on capital and for being better able to handle major disruptors in business. The one-day business acceleration retreat is your entryway into breaking through the barriers of exponential growth by helping you build a purpose-led and visionary plan to inspire your team, also guiding you to discover specific, repeatable actions that will create traction, more prospects, more customers, more sales. I am Coco Selman, five-time founder, impact investor, creator of the Force for Good business system, and your host on this transformative journey. Women-led business is the most powerful, innovative force in the world. With purpose-led leaders like you at the helm, we can lead in both impact and profit. The future of business is women. This is our time. Let's make the world better through business.
Hi there, and welcome back. So in this episode, we are going to focus on core purpose. Oh, my favorite topic. It really is. I really believe. And hopefully by the end of this experience, and as we continue on together in the Force for Good process, you discover incredible empowerment through purpose. So here we are working on the envisioned future of your business. And the first step is to make sure that you have a very clear core purpose for your company. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to talk about what that is. And then I'm going to lead you through an exercise that goes right along with the companion manual you can find at www.forceforgood.biz/retreat. And you can follow right along in that little workshop. And the way I'm going to design it and experience it for you, you'll be able to come through with your drafted core purpose if you don't already have one. And even if you do, I encourage you to do the exercise so that you can reconnect your heart, soul, mind, body, spirit with the core reason that your business exists. So your core purpose answers the most essential, important question, which is the question, why? Why does your company exist? What is the transformation you hope to deliver to each and every customer you serve? What is the state of where they come from to where they go? What is the function, the reason why, what they can receive, and the bigger purpose for why you work as hard as you do, every member of your team works as hard as they do, and why you have built and invested in this incredible endeavor. So it's the reason, core purpose is the reason you created your company. It's the reason the blood, sweat, and tears are worth it. It's the reason you get out of bed every day, the bigger reason why. It fosters for you a reason to keep moving. It is the reason you take risks, put everything on the line, and make all the sacrifices that you will make on your journey, as I'm sure you already have. And it's the real power, the real work of your company. That's what the purpose really is. So why have a core purpose? So many reasons. And in the Force for Good system, part of what we do is we don't just talk about the philosophy of having purpose, but we create systems and tools and methods to implement the core purpose throughout your entire organization. And that is what makes your business truly remarkable and transformational. It's what creates a beloved business. It is the cornerstone of creating a beloved business. Customers cherish. that employees want, they come and work in your company because they have discovered one of the most important needs, which is meaning, right? So core purpose gives everyone on the team, yourself included, a reason why. And it's a reason that also inspires your customers. It's a reason that makes them feel like what you are doing matters and you're special and unique because the transformation that you promise is so special. Again, purpose isn't what you do, it's why you do it. And often we see mission statements which tell us what we do, but really this is about something more. So here are some examples. AT&T is to inspire human progress through the power of communication and entertainment. So to inspire human progress doesn't sound like what they do. It inspires human progress. Another one let's look at. Oh, I love the organization Chief. So it's an organization for women executives and business owners, and it's their purpose is to drive more women into positions of power and keep them there. So that's their purpose. It's not what they do. They're a networking organization. Doesn't say anything about networking. Let's see. So, I mean, Coca-Cola, all right? So notice Coca-Cola. Their core purpose is to refresh the world and make a difference. Okay, think about how that manifested itself through Coca-Cola, to refresh the world. Nothing to do with their special recipe. It's not their unique selling proposition. It has nothing to do with beverages even. It is what they hope to do through the work of their brand and their business. Let me see here. eBay, to empower people and create economic opportunity for all. I get chilled, right? That's what eBay is, right? Not the purpose of it isn't to create an online place for people to go and buy stuff or sell stuff. It is to create economic opportunity for all, to empower people. Look at that. So I'll give one more. Let's see. Oh, I always like this one. So I love Mary Kay Cosmetics. Their business. It's been around for a long time. And their core purpose is to give unlimited opportunity to women. I just think that's beautiful. Walt Disney is another one that I always just love. And its core purpose is to make people happy. Again, says nothing about how they do what they do. It's not their mission. It's not their values. It's the transformation they hope to deliver to every single customer every single day. And it's aspirational in its quality. So it always keeps you moving forward. So now what I'd like to invite you to do is we're going to move right into the workshop. Okay. So this workshop, this is an essential piece of what we do in each of these episodes, because here it's not about just hearing me speak. It's about helping you connect to your higher wisdom. So I want you to just take a moment and just put your feet on the floor. Take a moment to put your hands flat on the space that's in front of you. Just let yourself take a moment and get grounded. So transformational leaders connect not just to their minds, but to their hearts, to their souls, right? So when we bring our full brilliance to the table and when our team members do the same, transformation occurs, breakthroughs happen, progress occurs, innovation happens. So these are important recipes. So I know in my life, and probably in yours, we spend most of our time in our thinking head. What I would invite you to do in this workshop today and throughout this experience is to drop into your heart, into your body. So we're going to incorporate the thinking, the feeling, which is the sensory system, the body self, and the knowing self. That's the part of you that you sort of connect to that's bigger than you, that's wise. And so I'm going to give you a series of questions. We're going to play some soft music in the background. And I'm just going to invite you to listen within, breathe into your heart, and hear the answers. Think about why did you start this business? Take a moment to jot down, reflect. Write down the reasons why you were inspired to start this organization. And if you didn't found the organization, why did you join it? What did you hope would be possible? Keep breathing and write. So just take a deep breath, enter into your heart, sense the part of you that is wise, and just ask yourself, what gets you up each and every day? What do you hope the impact will be on the community, the people, the customers you serve? What do you hope will be the positive impact created through this business on the people you serve? What will be made possible? And now just take a moment and reflect on the change, the transformation you hope will become available to your customers. So imagine your customer coming into the company, whether they come online or into a retail space, or meet them in a conference or in a meeting. Imagine them coming into your business, touching those people who might interact with them, or the technology they might interact. Imagine where they start and what their challenges are, the reasons why they are looking for your business, your solutions. And just let yourself see, what is the transformation they would like? What is the transformation your customer hopes to receive? Is the solution to the problem that they have? How are you and your business going to elevate their experience, their life, their needs? Write it all down. Keep breathing. Do it wrong, just write down. And what do you feel could be the good you hope to deliver to them? What's the good? The goodness. What's the goodness you hope to deliver to them? What kind of goodness? Service, care, experience. And what is the knowledge you hope to discover for them? What is the knowledge you hope to deliver? What new insights or information? What knowledge or skills or forms of excellence do you hope to bring to the table to this customer? And just notice in what ways your company is in pursuit of excellence, perfection, or some elevated form of beauty. What ways is your company in pursuit of excellence or some other form of beauty? Are you creating for that customer? And is there a heroic change? A heroic change you would like to ensure they receive? A heroic benefit for them? How do they want to be a hero? How can you help them be a hero? How can you help them create a change? How can you help them heal or overcome or succeed or win? So write down all the ways you are creating transformation through your business or your customer. Breathe deeply. And now just ask yourself, what drives your belief in your company? What do you do that is unique or different about your business compared to others in your market? What drives your belief in your company versus all the others that do what you do? What is it that you do that, what is the outcome that you create that's different? The transformation that you provide that's different. All right, so now just take a moment to breathe into your heart. Take a moment to hear all your wisdom. You've just landed a lot of wisdom. Thought about why you started the business or why you joined the company. Thought about what gets you out of bed every day. What is it that you hope will be created for each customer? The impact. You thought about the transformation that you want to make available to each customer, the good, the knowledge, the beauty, the heroic journey. And you thought about what drives your belief in your company. And now, just jumping off from all these questions, just go ahead now, take a risk, take a leap, and write the core purpose of your company. Core purpose of your company is to make the world better through your business, happy, transform economics of the world, create economic policy, what is it to empower women? What is it that your core purpose is? Take a moment, write down some options. And just trust yourself. Trust yourself that what you've written down is the perfect place to begin. You'll have plenty of opportunities to refine. But by giving yourself the gift of writing something down, moving through the ideas into thought, into written word, you're creating, reality, creating more definition. And that definition is what's going to drive your business forward. So go ahead and just thank yourself. Congratulations. You did it. You created a draft of your core purpose. And now we're going to move on, right? That's simple. So this iterative process will continue on, but you might have landed it already, right? You might have already figured it out and give yourself that possibility. Okay, so that's all for now. We're going to move on to the next episode. Get yourself a glass of water, maybe do a little shake, 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 get some fresh air, come back, and we're going to go to the next topic, which is your company vision. Can't wait. See you in a minute.
Is your business ready to accelerate? Take the Business Acceleration Readiness Assessment today and find out now at www.aforceforgood.biz/quiz. Take the 5-minute assessment and you will receive an instant response on the 4 essential areas of alignment needed for business growth. You will also receive 4 free tools specific to your situation to help you and your team accelerate success right away. Go to www.aforceforgood.biz/quiz and find out what you can do to accelerate, impact, scale, and profit
today.